Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. Check in on our Twitter polls as well. Would you be surprised if this Eagles team gets hot, gets on a run, and wins it all again? I would not. Hugh would. We'll unpack it all. But let's go to the guest line here. Talk to our guy Ross Tucker at Ross Tucker NFL on social media. Fresh off a TV broadcast. Ross. Regular season of the Eagles in their finale against the Commanders. Ross, how you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. How are you guys doing?
Ross, we're good, man. I mean, we're great.
We can't complain.
It's a playoff week. We're ready to go. Ross, before we get into it, what was it like? Tell us what it was like calling your first Eagles regular season game. I'm sure it was a thrill, and I enjoyed the broadcast, Ross. Good job.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You know, the coolest part about it is what it meant to my friends and family. You know, I think after the game, I don't know, I lost track, but I had like over 100 text messages. People, by the way, coming out of the woodwork, people that I hadn't heard from in years, which is cool, though. You know, it's a really cool thing that people get to kind of experience that or live vicariously through me in that regard. You know, for a lot of people, they don't really know anybody on TV, so to see someone they know on TV for the Eagles game is really cool. So that's the coolest part, is just how excited all my friends and family were. And obviously it was a competitive game for a while. Probably would have gotten even more text messages if the Eagles had won, but I think a lot of my friends and family were upset that they weren't going to get, in their minds, a second home playoff game. So we'll see. It might still work out that way.
You know what, Ross, I'm kind of curious when you talk about the game and how it played out. What was your takeaway from the game Sunday?
Oh, I have several, and Hugh, I do these Ross Report minute-long videos on social at Ross Tucker NFL. The major positives to me, you know, I really like Tank Bigsby. And I do think, you know, he probably should have gotten more carries up until this point. Did those guys in the morning ask Sirianni today if they kind of were saving Bigsby in the fourth quarter? Because I don't think he got any touches in the fourth quarter of that game.
No, he didn't.
And then they're linebackers. Trotter Jr. is a starting linebacker. And he might be the fourth linebacker for the Eagles, but he's a starter. Somebody should trade for him or something, because he is super impressive. Those are the positives. The negatives are, it's weird with Tanner McKee. I feel like he's kind of established such a high standard. He probably played solid for a backup quarterback, but because he's played so well all the other times, some of the misses he had, the interception, they jump out. I will say it's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy when you've got the number two O-line and the number two receivers going against somebody else's starters. I mean, he was under duress a bunch. I think we pointed out multiple times where there was nowhere to go with the ball. You look at his stats, it's like how many of those were throwaways. So not his best performance, but again, I mean, you'd absolutely take that as a backup quarterback, because what would it have looked like if he was with the Eagles starters? I mean, think about what it was like when he had Devontae out there. And then the corners, that was the biggest takeaway, is that
– that Keeley Ringo play, my goodness gracious.
Ross, explain that to everybody. Like, well, explain it from your perspective, because I saw something, and I'm curious to see what you saw when you saw him get spun like a top.
Well, a couple things, right? So first of all, I really thought Jacorian Bennett did a bunch of good things last year for the Raiders. And when Adoree Jackson was just kind of up and down earlier in the year, I was like, why don't they get – I think Jacorian got hurt.
Yeah.
I was curious to see him get a chance. I mean, those guys, I don't know if they were overexcited or over-aggressive, but
he was handsy.
None of those interference or holding penalties were even close. Like, none of them, in my mind, were even debatable. A couple of people on Twitter like, oh, they didn't need to call the one. I'm like, I think they did. I think that those were all pretty clear penalties. And it's interesting because, you know, you see Keeley Ringo as a gunner, and he's absolutely fantastic. Fantastic. And by the way, he had a nice play in coverage as well. But there's usually a reason, and Hugh can speak to this, why guys that are really good on special teams, it doesn't translate sometimes to offense or defense. It's usually just kind of the nuances of the game. It's understanding the game.
Mm.
And that was very clear with Ringo not only the two, you know, pass interference penalties, but then on that touchdown, and I didn't realize this till after the game, I guess when I saw Josh Johnson roll out and I saw Keithy Ringo run the other way, I guess Kevin was calling the play. I think that was like a subtle, like, oh my goodness. like I don't know if you guys caught that, but I guess I was like, oh my goodness. I couldn't believe what I had seen. And then it's so funny, you know, being on TV, because the producer and director, you know, they then decide which camera angle to show. And for them to show the end zone one where it's like he's staring at the quarterback and then he runs the other way. Like, I've seen a zillion memes. Like, people are texting me, you know, me, all my problems, and it's Ringo, like, running the other way, or me, first day of real work in January 2026. I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's not. So it's unfortunate. You know, it's a learning lesson for him, I'm sure. Maybe he had never been in that before. I think I would just say that stuff comes more naturally for some guys than it does for others. Some guys kind of have to go through it once to learn it, and, you know, Keithy Ringo might be one of those guys that kind of has to learn things the hard way, unfortunately.
All right, Ross, the good thing is
that was very kind
of
you, Ross.
It was.
It really was.
Good thing is the starter's back out there this Sunday. Playoffs, wild card weekend. Ross, your first thoughts on this matchup against the 49ers? I find it to be an interesting one that if I could have picked based on how those things were going in the West, I would have picked this. I would rather play the Niners than either the Rams or the Seahawks. We know it's San Francisco. What's your first thought on the matchup?
Well, there's no question, Joe, about what you just said. I'd much rather play the Niners than the Rams or the Seahawks. No question. I think I'd still probably rather play the Packers, but the Niners are just so beat up. It'll be interesting. I'm guessing Trent Williams, you know, will find a way to play, but they even just lost their recent linebacker, Tatum Bethune, who'd been playing well for them. I mean, their defense is kind of in disarray, and they're tackling the other night against. The reality is, if you watched Seattle San Francisco, that game should not have even been close. Seattle beat the crap out of them, which, by the way, bodes well for the Eagles having rest, because that was a super physical game, and the Niners sort of weren't up to the challenge. That they were not up to the challenge physically of Seattle, who's kind of like the Legion of Boom 2.0, at least in terms of their physicality. You know, so two thoughts, Joe. Number one, the Eagles have to be able to score points against this defense. They have to. And then conversely, the Niners' chance to win the game is probably, you know, winning a shootout or outscoring them. You know, Purdy needs to really get into a rhythm, and they need to be able to light up the Eagles. I don't see that happening. You know, with Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean back there, you know, with the Eagles' D-line being rested, I don't know that. I mean, if you watch the other night, Purdy was getting hit almost every time. I don't know that I envision the Niners being able to put up a ton of points on this defense the way they've been playing. So I like this matchup for the Eagles.
Ross, how good of a job has Shanahan done this year? I've watched some of their games, and obviously we've seen every week the players that have gone down, and I just keep scratching my head, like, that they got to as many wins, that they were even playing for the one seed on Saturday. I know he's had a lot of really good years coaching. He's obviously been around a long time. I'm shocked he got this much out of that team, especially with Purdy missing all those games.
Incredible. Incredible. If he was voted coach of the year, I would have no problem with it. None. I mean, not only your starting quarterback, but they lost two of the 20 best defensive players in the sport, Nick Bosa and Fred Warner, early, like real early for the season. That, you know, I've come to the conclusion that you want to have good players at every position, but there's really probably four or five guys for each team that are true difference makers in the outcome of the game. And for the Niners, they lost a couple of them. They never had Ayuk all year. And so for them to be in this position, 12-5, I mean, 12-5, they had to play the Rams twice. They had to play the Seahawks twice. Now, I will say this, Joe, and I know you guys will appreciate this, Hugh. You guys know on Tuesday that I record the Even Money betting podcast. I have Steve Fezzik, who's really well known out in Vegas. And he said, you guys are going to love this, that there are people out there that do research on the schedule after the fact, right? After the fact. Mm-hmm. Like, what was the team schedule now that we know what it was? And by the way, who did they have? Like, what was the betting line for the game? Who was available at quarterback for the other team? If all you do in the wild card round is bet on teams that had hard schedules against teams that had easy schedules, over time, you will do very well. So the Eagles, according to him, had the hardest schedule of any of the playoff teams. And the Niners had a cupcake schedule, which seems a little dicey to me in this because of the, you know, playing the Rams and Seahawks twice, but that's what he said. So I thought that part of it was notable, what he said on the Even Money podcast about the schedule.
Yeah, that is interesting. All right, Ross, I'm going to ask you a question that might seem silly, but it's how I feel. I'm curious if you see where I'm going or you go the opposite way. So Eagles-Niners on Sunday, let's pick the Eagles to win. So we have to figure out where they would, who they would play next, right? If the Bears win on Saturday night, they go to Chicago, 3-2. If the Packers win, the Packers would go to Seattle, and the Eagles would get the winner of the Rams in Carolina, most likely going to be the Rams. Ross, I would rather the Bears win and have the Rams go to Seattle, have Seattle and the Rams knock each other out, and I'll take my chances winning on the road in Chicago versus having the home game here next week against the Rams. Am I crazy? Where do you come down on that hypothetical?
You know what's fascinating about that, Joe? I hadn't thought that far ahead in the sense that I have thought, you know, the Packers, like in my mind, I was thinking the Packers and Bears, that's almost like a pick'em game. Packers could easily win that, and that'd be good for the Eagles because then they would get, you know, a second home game. I don't know. I mean, that's one where I will talk to, like, my guy from Even Money and other people. I would love to see what the betting lines would be. Eagles at the Bears versus Eagles home against the Rams. I know you got to beat them at some point anyway, but I would rather not play the Rams and Seahawks back-to-back. I would lean in your direction, Joe. I have a lot of faith that if the Eagles played the Bears again, especially with the way the Bears embarrassed them, I think that would look a whole lot different.
I agree. I think that's the best path back to an NFC title game. All right, Ross, let's end with this. I know we haven't spent much time this year on that conference other than injuries and what happened to the Chiefs. Ross, what's your feel on the AFC? I mean, it's a new guard at the top with the Broncos, the one seed, Patriots with Drake May, 2, the Jaguars, 3. Of course, there's the Bills, you know, lurking this time as a wild card. Ross, if you had a guess, who represents the AFC in the Super Bowl?
The winner of the Bills and the Jags.
Wow.
I actually think it's unfortunate that they have to play each other on Sunday at 1, right before the Eagles game. Whew. That feels to me like it's worthy of the AFC championship game. I've been telling people since I did the Jags game for CBS like 3 weeks ago, they are good. They are good pretty much everywhere. Their coach is slick, and this is the best Trevor Lawrence has ever played. And then the Bills are the Bills. Like, we know what the Bills are and what they can do. It's a shame that one of them won't even win a playoff game, because I kind of like those teams more than any of these other teams. So I'll take the winner of Bills-Jags to go to the Super Bowl from the AFC.
Wow, it's going to be fun and totally unpredictable, especially in that conference. Ross, we appreciate hopping on. It's a great week for football. Enjoy it, and we'll talk next week, hopefully getting ready for the divisional round together.
Sounds great. See you, fellas.
There he goes. Ross Tucker there. All right, so it's interesting. Ross is with my first thought is I'm rooting for the Bears on Saturday. I know it flies in the face of giving us a second home game, right? If the Bears get knocked out, the Eagles would be home next week. I'd rather go to Chicago and have the Rams and Seahawks play each other in the second round, and then we only got to beat one of them, and we'll go beat the Bears.
Yeah. I mean, I feel you. Instead of playing both of them back to back, I got you. I'm okay with that.
I mean, usually you always want the home game.
Yeah, they're going to beat each other up, and they've already had a moment where they went at it already earlier.
Absolutely. And I'm not afraid of going to Chicago. I know the Bears are good and they're promising moving forward. I think the Eagles could win there. I mean, heck, last time we watched them do it in 2018. We watched Hugh Douglas drive Jim Miller into the ground back in 2002. Yep. We've seen this. Gotta get him on next week. All right. 215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PI Dental Center. NFL.com. Hugh, what do you think the votes are on these polls today? So, did Week 18 matter? Yes or no?
Yes, 70%.
No, 55%. Wow. You're getting cooked.
55% is winning, technically.
You're losing 55-45.
Oh, okay.
No, technically it's losing.
Okay. Would you be surprised if the Eagles won the Super Bowl? No at 53%, yes at 47. That's pretty close to a split. I'm a little surprised on the start of a playoff week. 47% of people would be surprised if this happens again. Let's go to the phone lines here. Mark in Jersey is up on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Mark, what's up?
All right. I am 100% on board with the Eagles sitting most of the starters the last game. 100%. We're talking about a beat-up 49ers team. Mm-hmm. McCaffrey is a fantastic talent. He's a great player, but he's only built for regular season. He's not built for a deep run. This guy touched the ball 400 times.
I mean,
400 times.
He's not shot. Also, didn't he just 2 years ago lead them all the way into the Super Bowl and they got to overtime and he touched the ball the whole game?
Yo, this dude is manufactured. He's a great player, but he's manufactured.
What do you mean Christian McCaffrey's manufactured?
He's manufactured. He's not built for the pounding.
You heard, Mark.
Yeah, he just did this 2 years ago. Like, they went to the Super Bowl with him leading the way. Did that not happen?
Yeah, I know, and he's always limping to the finish line. He's naturally, honestly, walking around, he's probably about 182 pounds.
No shot. Christian McCaffrey's too...
I'm telling you.
Christian McCaffrey's... Mark, come on. The guy's probably 215, 220. What are you watching?
He's a big dude.
George Kittle is not... Basically, this is not the team from 3 years ago.
Well, I agree, Mark, I agree with you on that.
It is close.
Okay.
No Ayuk, no Debo. They got Pershaw. He's still got like a bullet in his chest. I mean, these dudes
are limping. Well, that's not his injury right now.
Wow, wait a minute. What?
Well, he did get shot when he was drafted.
No, I'm just saying, what is... Mark, funny, man.
He's on his lap. They're on their... It's going to be a 10-point win by the Birds.
Okay.
You know what? And it's great. I've said it before. It's going to be like Pearl Harbor. We were vanilla this past week. It was great. We didn't show them nothing. We're going to come out with wrinkles. We got Lane Johnson coming back. Jalen is completely healthy. Goddard's healthy. When's the last time he was healthy for a whole season? I'm telling you, this team is going to bust them up, and it's going to be completely – they're going to completely have to dismantle the 49ers.
So you disagree with Hugh Douglas's take on Week 18?
Oh, completely. Hugh is so far off on this one, it's ridiculous. But, you know, we'll see.
Interesting. So can I ask a question, Mark?
Go ahead.
Based in logic, how did you feel about this offense and the way that they played all year long? No, better yet, Mark, let me ask you this. How did you feel about the offensive coordinator?
Okay, this is the way I'm going to answer it. We earned the right to sit our starters. We did earn it because we stashed enough chestnuts early in the season to do that. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen had to limp to the finish line just to get in, and one of them didn't get in. And they rolled him out there last week. We earned the right to sit.
Not sure what Lamar has to do with anything.
Mark, are you done?
Go ahead.
Could you answer the question now, please?
Say it again. What was it?
I said, okay, how comfortable have you been with this offense and Kevin Petullo in particular? How impressed have you been with that?
Honestly, Hugh, and I don't like to use excuses, but I honestly believe the Eagles were victim of Mother Nature this year.
There were six games
of extreme weather. And I mean, even the very first game of the season, we had a delay.
Mark, I just
for
mean,
an
I,
hour
I just quick pause.
Cowboys.
Quick pause, okay? And we'll go with your idea on this. You realize their three playoff games could be in Philadelphia in January, Chicago in January, and Seattle. So
quietly, I was kind of hoping we would have to go out to San Fran to play. I wanted them to win that game. I want to be out there in perfect weather.
Right, but my point is we're going to have probably bad weather for three playoff games. That's how this works.
I'm aware of that. Okay. I don't like it.
All right.
I don't like it at all. I agree with you, but I don't like it.
All right.
But, I mean, seriously, the first game, there was an hour delay. Game one, we went down to Tampa Bay. It was like 106 on the field. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Then the two games here with the swirling wind. And you know what Buffalo is like. It's just
you
so...
Know what I come to the conclusion?
But we won those games.
I like Mark because Mark's crazy. And Mark
I'm telling you,
not...
I'm a realist, man. I play football. I know the game.
Mark, hey, Mark, You have not answered one question that I asked.
You also dropped McCaffrey by 35 pounds. The guy's 210. I mean, what are we talking about?
You know what, Mark? You are all right with me.
McCaffrey shot. He led the league in scrimmage yards.
Mark, you are delusional. Buddy.
This will be his line.
Oh,
13 carries on Sunday, 42 yards. 3 receptions, 26 yards. Book it. It ain't enough. It ain't enough.
It might not be enough, but they're going to give him. They're going to give him the ball. They're going to give him the ball 25 times. I mean, let's just be real.
I feel mad. I got mad at Mark a few weeks ago.
No, don't feel bad.
I should have identified you're crazy the first couple times you called.
Oh, I identified it a long time ago.
I make too much sense.
I don't know about that. All right, Mark. That's enough for today.
Mark is that? Bless his heart. bless your heart, Mark.
I don't know what my favorite part of that was. Was that McCaffrey, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day, isn't built for this, even though he did lead them to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Or he's 35 pounds less than he actually is. Or the weather was the biggest issue for the Eagles offense this year. They're all good.
That was a new one for me. You know, as a former football player, to use inclement weather as a reason why you didn't play well is fascinating.
Do you know what?
Never thought about that.
Now, if we want to go down that path, you know what? People would not like the other side of it, right?
What's that?
Well, if we are using the weather as an excuse for the Eagles' offense, wouldn't it have been fair to say the Eagles' defense is not as good as we think it is because they've been helped out by the weather?
I guess, but we don't do that.
No, okay.
Victims of Mother Nature.
The offense. So. It only rained when the Eagles were on the field.
Victims of Mother Nature was great.
Every time.
Talk about excuse making.
Every time the guy has a new spin.
Mark, that was classic level spin.
Yeah. I'm glad you handled it well because he was coming at you.
I mean, not really.
Yeah, he was.
He did.
You know what's funny?
Came right at you.
On the phone too. Yeah.
You know what's funny about that is that I believe I don't mind having spirited debates, but when you ask questions that you can't answer, you kind of already lost the debate because you're talking about something that I didn't discuss. I didn't bring up Christian McCaffrey's name one time.
He did.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
And that just and as a grown-up, I don't understand how grown-ups feel like. That's the winning argument by changing the argument. Well, I don't understand that.
We're using grown-up loosely sometimes when we do these type of things. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls coming up here. Plus, you know what we have to do? It's Tuesday. It's about to be 1 o'clock. We got to settle the score. Kiss the baby. The playoff picture is fully set. And it sounds like we have a clear winner. We're going to find out. All right, we got to find out who won this thing. Is it myself? Is it Kyle? Is it Hugh? Or is it the team of callers that each week eliminate another team? We have the full playoff picture set. We'll go through that next. All your phone calls on the Eagles. And would you be surprised if this team goes all the way and wins another Super Bowl? I would not. Plus some Phillies news to get to coming up in the 1 o'clock hour as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.